Exciting developments happening in the Garden Route, and one of them is the Sedge Apartments. Joining us today is Chris van der Merwe from Remax Coastal. Chris, nice to have you back in studio. Hope you're well.
Hello, Ian. Good to see you again. It's been a while. A lot has happened. There's much more developments in the market now. So yeah, good to see you again.
Yes, likewise. So the Sedge Apartments, we're talking security, it's semi-off-grid, and the big selling point, I think, also, for me at least, is it's pet-friendly, which is something we don't see nowadays.
Yes, Ian, I think with my experience in the Garden Route and even so more in other properties, it's very few blocks that actually allow small pets.
Mm.
So, I mean, everybody's got a little cat or a dog, and it's just phenomenal that, this is pet-friendly.
Let's not forget the parrot.
Polly the parrot. Classic.
Yeah, so, okay, so this is fantastic. When will they start construction? I haven't been to Sedge within a while, so maybe they started already. I haven't seen.
I'm actually in the process talking to the development team, and the plans is in the process of being submitted, and the development plan has been approved, but the actual physical building plan. So occupation will be end of 2024. So I reckon construction will start sort of October 2023,
okay.
So later in the year.
Okay, a lot of times in Sedgefield, they will ask you that if there's a new building coming up, is it just for retired people?
You know what, Ian, I think it's for a mix of people. I think young professionals, small families starting up, and then also retirees. The fact that it's got a lift and security, I think it actually caters for all people.
And how many units are available?
There's 48 in total, ranging from one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and then ground floor two bedroom units with lock-up garages.
Okay, and where exactly in Sedgefield will it be built?
Sort of, if you go from George to NASA, just past a traffic light, coming from the George side, is about 50 meters on the right hand side. On the left hand side,
okay.
It's sort of diagonal across where the Sedgefield Primary School is on the
okay.
mountain side. Yeah.
Okay, so is there an open plot there at the moment?
Yeah, it's one of the last open plots there.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be a nice location as well. I see it will offer top security, and what really impressed me is seeing that it will be semi-off-grid.
Definitely, Ian. I think in the times that we live now with load shedding, it's a must to have a form of backup. So you'll have power 24/7, especially for young families, and in the mornings getting ready for school or going to work or coming back from work and you need to cook. Must be so frustrating not to have electricity. I can see it in my household, so obviously the developer has catered for that, and it's a big selling point.
Yeah, most definitely. And also sort of still centrally located, which is nice.
I think centrally located, and I think good value for money. If you look at the one bedroom, you're talking about 1,095,000. Two bedroom 1.439, call it 1.44, and then the ground floor unit is 1.65, including a lock-up garage. So it's really good value, no transfer duty. So it's unheard of if you sort of look what the property prices are at the moment. So I think a lot of people will be able to afford it.
Tell us a bit more about the developer of this beautiful place.
Very important, Ian. I think the developer is probably the first question we had to ask, because that's what most of my clients ask. Can I trust the developer? Have they done developments before? The developer is Lategan Miller. They're from Cape Town. They've done various of these developments before. The latest one was in Wilderness. It was a development that's been lying stagnant for probably 8 or 10 years. They've actually bought the land, turned it around, and actually created a world-class product. So a young, dynamic team, very professional, and I'm very excited to be part of this development team.
That's 48 new units. I mean, that's a welcome addition for Sedgefield, where you can barely get a place to stay nowadays.
And I think a lot of people, Ian, I think they can afford to pay more, and but I think the biggest thing is they just want to lock up and go. I mean, people that come down to the Garden Route for the weekend, I mean, it's so easy to the George Airport, get an Uber, get somebody to collect you from the airport, and I mean, then you're in the Garden Route. I mean, all the beauty is out there, the Sedgefield Market, the beaches. You you actually just need a place to sort of lay your head down and secure and now you've got a beautiful lock up and go place. So it's basically just a holiday pad.
Or a bit of an Airbnb.
Definitely.
That would be perfect.
I think, you know what, we're in the tourist area. And maybe in the long term, the developer has done an ROI on long-term renting, which the yield is anything from 7% to 11% on a long-term rental. But if you look at Airbnb, definitely your return is going to be much higher. So at least you know you can, once you're not there, you can book it out and sort of pay for your overheads.
I think it will be perfect.
Yeah.
So what I really like about the Sedge Apartments is on the website there's a video and there's also a virtual walkthrough where you can virtually walk through the building.
I've had a client this morning that did an inquiry. He's from Johannesburg and he says he would like to fly down and come and view. So I had to break the news that the renderings of the architect is so phenomenal that it looks like real time. So I had to say to the client that it's not been built. You don't have to fly down, so we can just have a Zoom call or look at the website. It's actually
the reality,
phenomenal.
Yeah. It still needs to be built.
There's cars. There's people walking around in a building. There's butterflies.
It looks so real.
Yeah, that video is on the website. And I think, you know what, with technology these days, it just makes our life so much easier, especially when if you're out of town. If you're in the cities or abroad, I can have a Zoom call, get the website up, and I can actually show a client the real look and feel of the Sedge.
Yo, it's phenomenal. Those graphics are so real. I also had to do like a double take, you know. It's like, no, this must be, you know, I think it's computer.
You know what, the detail that the development team went through, if you look at the two options that you get the vibrant and the lively.
Mm.
So even at that price, you actually still get two different options, specs. So it's just it's always in life the finer detail. I mean, that just shows you how experienced this team is and their marketing.
And the technology is crazy,
phenomenal.
Man. It's phenomenal.
I'm very excited. It's just, I've never had marketing material of this standard before to sell.
I must tell you, I went onto the site last night and I was so impressed.
I was blown away in the first time.
Yeah. So the website is thesedgeapartments.co.za. And over there, can we also contact directly and express interest and so on?
Correct, Ion. That's thesedgeapartments.co.za. I think it's just self-explanatory. I think if a client has really got more questions, they're welcome to schedule an appointment with me or a Zoom call. I've done two Zoom calls in the last week that were very successful. All that I do is I open, share the screen, put the website on, but it's always good to know that the clients first have a look at the website up front before we meet. And then it's just a question of what's their budget and which is the best unit available. Obviously, the first ones gets picked out first.
Yeah.
So that's always the advantage of buying first in a development. So, yeah.
So if you're interested, make sure you contact Chris van der Merwe right now at Remax Coastal.
No, wonderful. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for your time.
And you, Chris. Nice to see you again. And all the best.
Wonderful. Enjoy your afternoon.
You too. Thank you. And if you're interested or want more information, you can contact Chris van der Merwe on 082-418-8671 or phone the office on 044-382-5722. Alternatively, you can email Chris at remaxcoastal.co.za.